This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here at Alton Marquette High School for this 2A regional final between the Piasaw Birds of Southwestern and the Explorers of Marquette Catholic. Let's set the starting lineups first for the visitors tonight. The fifth-seeded Piasaw Birds and head coach Steve Woolley in his 21st year, assisted by Joe Durham. Tonight, Southwestern rolls with Abby Burns, a 5'3 junior. Corey Hopkins, a 5'7 freshman. Bailey Weibel, a 5'8 junior. Molly Novak, a 5'6 junior. And Riley Smith, a 5'6 freshman. For Piasaw, Burns, Hopkins, Weibel, Novak, and Smith. For the Marquette Catholic Explorers and their head coach Lee Green, assisted by Don Halling and Matt Jacobs, tonight the Explorers go with Taylor Aguirre, a 5'6 senior. Lila Snyder, a 5'9 senior. Lauren Fisher, a 5'10 senior. Regina Gulstorf, a 6-foot senior. And Peyton Klein, a 5'6 senior. For Marquette Catholic, Aguirre, Snyder, Fisher, Gulstorf, and Klein. Earlier in the three-point contest tonight, Sammy Matush and Aubrey Rupert of Hillsboro advanced, and Haley Bandy and Ashley Painter advanced. They will shoot at the Riverton Sectional on Thursday night. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com. More regional championship basketball for you tomorrow night from the 2A Litchfield Regional Final, and it should be a dandy. Carthenville will take on Auburn live at 7 o'clock tomorrow night right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. And then we'll have boys basketball tomorrow night as well with Hillsboro at Nokomis. That should be a heck of a ball game. Broadcast for you tomorrow night right around 9 o'clock here on FM 106. And Carlinville, glad they got the night off, that their regional final is tomorrow night after taking two overtimes to beat Gillespie in an epic semifinal last night. Of course, we podcast all of our high school sporting events for you online at WSMIRadio.com. Marquette Catholic in the home white, trimmed in the blue. Marquette across the front in blue lettering. Southwestern in the road greens, trimmed out in the yellow with Piasaw across the front of the road greens. And here we go. Hopkins to jump for Southwestern, Fisher for Marquette, and Marquette Catholic gets it to start, and this 2A regional final from Alton is underway. Out on the left wing, it's Peyton Klein. She's got the definition of a green light. She's made over 90 threes on the year, shot about 250, and Marquette Catholic turns it over on the game's first possession. Southwestern's defense is the reason they are playing here tonight. Molly Novak and crew stifled Sammy Matush and the Toppers for a majority of that game the other night in the semis. Novak's three, no. Offensive rebound to Hopkins. The follow is short, and the rebound is cleared by Marquette Catholic. Here comes Aguirre into the front court. Man-to-man for Southwestern. Novak with the pressure on Aguirre. Out on the right wing. Into the hands of Klein. Dumps it on the right block to Fisher. She will kick back to Klein. Triggers up the three. Missed it. Offensive rebound to Snyder. The putback, no. And the rebound is to the floor off of Marquette. It'll be Southwestern ball. Marquette Catholic will have to play much better than they played the other night against Staunton if they want to move out of this regional here tonight. And Southwestern will be looking for a similar effort that they had in their semifinal win over Hillsboro, working against the pressure. That'll be critical tonight, the ability to handle the pressure full court of Alton Marquette. Birds across the timeline with Riley Smith. She will work left side, top of the key to Corey Hopkins. Hopkins now dumps down to Weibel. She's quickly doubled, kicks out to Burns. Her pass to Smith goes off of Riley's shin, bounces right to Fisher. She attacks the other way, misses the left-hand layup. Good contest from Mallory Novak in a reach-in on Marquette Catholic. The Explorers have been at the front of the rim a couple of different times here, and they have come up with nothing. 6:36 for the opening quarter. The foul on Snyder is Lila's first. Into Novak, full court pressure. Tries to step through the double with the bounce. Fortunate that ball found its way to Burns. She will race up the sideline into the front court. Keeps the dribble alive into the right corner she goes. Finds a slashing Hopkins. Corey will attack. Floats it up. Oh, it will not crawl over the front of the rim. Offensive rebound to Weibel, too strong. Hopkins putback is good. Southwestern all over the boards here in the opening stages. 2-0 Southwestern, 6:10 for the opening quarter. Beautiful courtside seat here at Marquette Catholic High School. Thanks to Jack Holmes and his staff for their hospitality here throughout this regional week. We've had some good basketball played here at Alton Marquette. Fisher spins baseline, gets past Hopkins, and a block on Corey Hopkins. That'll be her first, team's first, baseline out of bounds for Marquette Catholic. Baseline trigger. Aguirre will lob it to Fischer. She will catch at the right elbow. Gulsdorf has it on the left elbow now. Regina, looking for some assistance, finds it in the form of Aguirre. Out near the volleyball spike line, she'll put it on the floor with the right hand. And now she'll check the bench for the offensive play. She works right side. Novak stays right with her. Top of the key to Snyder. On the left wing to Klein. Here's Fischer. They swing it right side to Lila Snyder. Aguirre comes off a screen. As Gulsdorf, check that, Fischer winds up on her back as Novak plowed through her. No whistle. Out to Aguirre. Marquette Catholic having trouble getting into an offensive set here. High post to Gulsdorf. One of the back door wasn't there. She will hand off to Snyder and cut off there by Riley Smith. Good defense from Southwestern here in the opening stages. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Snyder on the left wing. Out it goes to Aguirre. She'll pull up from 18 short. Was it tipped? No, it's an air ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Southwestern. Big crowd on hand here tonight. Of course, only bleachers on one side of the gymnasium here at Marquette Catholic, so they just might have to turn some folks away tonight. Sideline into the front court with a long pass to Novak, and Southwestern handling the pressure early. 5 minutes, 10 seconds for the first quarter. Birds leading 2-0. Novak has it out front. She will leave for Smith on the left wing. Riley off to Weibel, back to Molly Novak now. Top of the key to Smith. The freshman Riley puts it on the deck, pulls up from 14 short. And the rebound is picked up off the floor by Gulsdorf for Marquette Catholic. And Aguirre will slow it up and walk it across the timeline. 3 minutes gone by first quarter. Southwestern leads 2-0. Up top to Klein. High post feed to Gulsdorf. They will find Peyton Klein left side of the key. She will feed the left block now to Fischer. She'll be doubled. Skip pass across to Aguirre. Taylor Aguirre attacks. Can't get it. Didn't use the window. But the rebound picked up by Gulsdorf. Off to Klein, 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Southwestern leading 2-0. Here's Peyton Klein way out on the left wing. Top of the key to Gulsdorf. Oh, she almost traveled. Off to Aguirre on the right wing. Taylor, one dribble, leaves for Snyder, and she traveled. She shuffled her feet with her head fake. Second Marquette Catholic turnover. 4:15 for the first quarter. Southwestern leading 2-0. And Corey Hopkins has lost her right shoe. She'll have to get that thing untied. It's always fun to have to put your shoe back on and tie it when everybody in the gymnasium is waiting for you. That's a pressure tying of the laces right there. She's ready to go. 4:16 for the first quarter. Full court pressure from Marquette Catholic. Burns looking. We'll get it into Weibel. Bailey will turn and work her way up the floor. Now she's triple teamed to midcourt. Passes backwards to Novak. Molly's pass is tipped. She deflects it in the front court to Abby Burns. Very heads up that time from Molly. Novak now. Bounce feed, high post to Weibel. She threw it to Hopkins. Corey wasn't looking, and now they'll wind up over and back. Second turnover on Southwestern. The Pinesaw Bird fans want a foul, but I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a lunch pail type of game. Be ready for a physical ball game here tonight. And that's what you want in a regional final. You don't want soft whistles, especially early. 3:50 first quarter. Let the kids decide it. Snyder on the left wing. Off to Aguirre. She'll bring it out between the circles beyond the volleyball spike line. Marquette Catholic just having trouble getting comfortable here offensively on the block to Fischer. She is doubled. She will spin baseline, cut off. Now she works back middle, tries to dump it down, deflected by Smith, saved by Snyder on the baseline. Here's Klein, right wing, three, buried it. Peyton Klein buries the triple off the offensive rebound, and here comes the full court pressure. And it goes to Novak. Marquette Catholic leading 3-2. Molly, oh, nice dump pass to Weibel. Oh, it's spun out on Bailey. Got to make those in this type of ball game. 3:10 first quarter. 3-2, Marquette Catholic leads. They have the basketball. Aguirre out near midcourt will set the Explorer offense. High post to Gulsdorf. She will leave for Fischer, top of the key. Lauren Fischer now off to Klein. She's going to trigger it again. Left it short this time, and the rebound down to Weibel. She has got the green light. Here comes Burns into the front court. Across the floor to Novak. Molly now shouts out instructions as she will bring it between the circles. Now with the left hand, she will hand to Riley Smith. Smith on the left wing to Weibel. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter and a travel on Weibel. That was an unforced error right there. She just shuffled her feet looking for the pass. Lexi Hall to the bench, or to the table from the bench. The 5'11 junior will check in, but we have a timeout taken by Marquette. 2:34 for the first quarter. Marquette Catholic 3, Southwestern 2. You're listening to the 2A Alton Marquette Regional Final on WSMI.
Tim Eyes back here at Marquette Catholic High School. 2:34 for the opening quarter. Marquette leading Southwestern 3-2. Of course, when you're facing an opponent on their home floor in a regional final, you want to be able to weather those first initial minutes. And Southwestern has done that for the most part here this evening. It'll be Marquette Catholic basketball in the backcourt. Off to Taylor Aguirre. She will bring it into the front court. Now on the right wing to Peyton Connors, who's checked in for the Explorers. Here's Aguirre off to Klein, and she traveled. And you know that she can shoot because she threw a ball fake 4 feet beyond the line, and Southwestern went for it, but she shuffled her feet. Three turnovers on Marquette Catholic early. They will show the full court pressure. Southwestern will have to handle that all night long. In it goes to Riley Smith, middle of the floor to Molly Novak. Novak going to stop, pop from 14, off the heel and down for Novak. Her first bucket, and it puts Southwestern ahead 4-3. 2:08 for the first quarter. Left wing to Peyton Klein, checked there by Burns. They will feed the left block to Fisher. She will turn and face on Hopkins. Spins baseline, nice move high off the window for Lauren Fisher, big time. That time for Fisher, 5-4 Marquette. Here comes Novak racing the other way. Finds Smith in transition, but the pass is tipped and stolen. A lot of congestion in there. Picked up by Marquette Catholic, and Aguirre brings it into the front court. She will leave it for Connors on the right wing. Peyton Connors, top of the key to Fisher. On the left wing to Klein. Up top to Aguirre now. Taylor Aguirre will pull it back out between the circles. Reset the offense, 87 seconds for the opening quarter. Klein tucks it under her right arm. Top of the key feed to Fisher. She's going to fire from 18. Yes, for Lauren Fisher. She has four, and the lead is three for Marquette. 7-4. Burns across the floor to Novak. Molly Novak into the front court. Burns handling the pressure early here from Marquette Catholic. 65 seconds for the first quarter. Here's Molly. Bounce pass to Lexi Hall. Hall will hand to Burns. Off to Novak. 4-3. Left it a little short. Rebound is tapped around. Hall will pick it up in the right corner for Southwestern. She gets it off to Burns, back to Molly. Novak passes on the three. Two-dribble pull-up, way too strong off the window. Offensive rebound to Hall, and she's fouled on the floor. That ball just kind of found Lexi Hall as Molly's shot was high off the window, didn't touch the rim, and it bounced right to Hall. The foul on Lila Snyder is her second. Baseline out of bounds for the Pius Allbirds, 47 seconds for the first quarter. Burns gets it in to Smith. Riley Smith bounced it once, picked it up. Now she will throw it all the way out to midcourt to Molly Novak. The Marquette Catholic student section standing on the far end of the floor. They have a full section of bleachers here filled up. Here's Novak on the left wing. Molly Novak, top of the key to Abby Burns. She has her pocket picked. The ball is loose. There's a race for it. And who's going to get there first? Oh, it's Snyder. Nobody dove for it. Snyder picked it up. Here's Klein, triggers the three ball. Missed it way too strong. Offensive rebound, Snyder, the putback is good. Pure hustle right there. Marquette Catholic wanted that basketball a little bit more. 9-4, Southwestern trailing, and now a reach-in foul on Peyton Connors. Third team foul on Marquette Catholic. 9 seconds for the first quarter. 9-4, Marquette leading. Burns. In the backcourt, we'll throw in the front court to Lexi Hall. Lexi now will leave for Molly with 5 seconds between the circles with three. They got to get a shot off. Hopkins, good if it goes. It will not. Almost banked it in. After one quarter here in the 2A regional final at Alton Marquette, it is Marquette Catholic 9, Southwestern 4. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Alton Marquette High School for this 2A regional final. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com as Southwestern trails by 5. They get the basketball to start quarter number 2. Novak off to Riley Smith. She bounced it once, picked it up again. Off to Burns, right wing 3 for Abby. A little strong, and the rebound down to Connors for Marquette Catholic. 4 turnovers in the first quarter for Southwestern, 3 for Marquette. Handling out near midcourt is Aguirre. She will leave it for Snyder. She will attack to the foul line, cut off there nicely by Weibel. Weibel reverses field, finds Aguirre for three. Strong, and the rebound is tipped around, picked up underneath by Weibel for Southwestern. Off to Riley Smith. Smith spins her way into the front court, leaves it now for Novak. Molly Novak on the left wing to Riley Smith. Here's Weibel, right side, gets into the paint, floats it up too strong off the window. Rebound to the floor, picked up out beyond the arc by Peyton Klein for Marquette Catholic. 7 minutes, first half, a 9-4 Explorer lead. Here is Fisher at the foul line, back to the basket. She will leave for Peyton Connors. Top of the key, Peyton works right side now, back left side of the floor to Aguirre. Between the circles, the Snyder on the right wing to Connors. Peyton Connors now will find Klein. Peyton, quick trigger on the three ball, way off, missed it to wide left. Rebound picked up underneath by Marquette Catholic by Snyder, and a foul on Southwestern. That shot missed so badly that the position Southwestern had did not work out well. You don't expect a shooter like Klein to put it off the left side of the rim, off the foam. But that's what happened. The foul on Riley Smith, her first. Free throw for Snyder is no good. Marquette Catholic allowed Staunton to hang around in the semifinals on Tuesday. It almost cost them. They survived and advanced to the championship game tonight as Snyder gets one out of two. She has 3 points for the game. As Marquette Catholic has pulled back their full court pressure a little bit as Southwestern handled it well in the early stages. Novak strong with the basketball off to Burns. Isabel Wolf has checked in. Feeds the post to Weibel. Bailey goes up, left it short. Good contestant there from Fisher and Gulstorff. We'll get a jump ball, the arrow, to Marquette Catholic. Good defense on the inside there from Regina Gulstorff and Lauren Fisher. Strong move from Weibel, but just better defense. 6:20, first half, a 10-4 Marquette Catholic lead. High post feed to Fisher. Top of the key to Gulstorff on the right wing to Aguirre. And we've got offensive, a moving screen on Regina Gulstorff. Fourth turnover, fourth team foul. And for Gulstorff, her first personal. Actually, they're going to get Peyton Klein on the screen, not Gulstorff. Peyton's first. Sideline trigger in the backcourt. Birds get it in to Molly Novak, being hounded by Snyder. Molly comes into the front court, works left side now, leaves it for Isabel Wolf. She suffered an ankle injury the other night. She's back tonight. Down low, almost and one, and Corey Hopkins will be to the free throw line. Isabel Wolf sprained her ankle in that quarterfinal win over Roxana, did not play on Tuesday, and Steve Woolley said that she looked a lot better the next day at school, and here she is tonight giving it a go in the regional final. That foul on Fisher, her first. Hopkins' free throw is short. A hostile environment tonight for the Southwestern Piasaw Birds playing on Marquette Catholic's home floor. Five team fouls on the Explorers. A rowdy student section. Hopkins almost bounced the ball off of her knee. Free throw is good. So Corey gets one out of two. 10-5, Marquette Catholic leads. The inbounds pass almost sailed over Aguirre, but she was able to tip it and control it. Between the circles to Gulstorff on the left wing to Klein. Checked there by Burns. Peyton Klein up top to Snyder. Lila Snyder cut off by Wolf. Into the hands of Aguirre, way out on the right wing. Up top to Fisher. Lauren Fisher, a step inside the arc, will leave it for Snyder. Down low to Gulstorff in the left block. Kicks it out to Snyder, to Fisher, now to Klein for three, no, and on the rebound we have a whistle and foul going the other way. It'll be on Marquette Catholic, their sixth. I was going to say Fisher was just out of bounds, yes. So no foul. It is Southwestern ball on the baseline after Fisher stepped out of bounds. Weibel makes the catch in the backcourt. Here comes Burns, races up the far sideline with the left-hand dribble, picks it up right in Coffin corner, bad place, but fortunate Weibel was right there between the circles with no pressure. Into the hands of Novak. 5-10 first half. High post feed to Corey Hopkins. Off to Weibel. Now to Novak. Here's Wolf. Top of the key three for Isabel. She got it. Isabel Wolf buries the triple, and the Birds are back to within two. 10-8. 5 minutes for the first half. Big shot there for Southwestern. Here's Snyder on the right wing. Lila will bring it back between the circles. Being checked by Wolf. High post feed to Gulstorff. Had trouble with the catch. Wolf almost picked it. Snyder for three. Missed it way too strong. Rebound picked up off the floor by Novak. You can tell Marquette is amped up. Their shots are missing long. Here's Wolf. Feeds the post down to Hopkins. Corey spins. Middle. She's fouled. Free throws for Hopkins. It'll be the sixth team foul on Marquette Catholic. Who's the personal going on? If it's Fisher, it's her second. It's Fisher, and it's her second. Hopkins at the free throw line. She'll get two tosses. One out of two from the line tonight. Toss good. 4 points for Hopkins. Pulls Southwestern to within one. 4:33 for the first half. Second toss for the 5'7 freshman. Got them both. And we are tied at 10. 4.5 minutes for the first half. Six unanswered for the Piasaw Birds. Here comes Aguirre into the front court. Up top between the circles to Klein. High post feed to Fisher. Burns wound up on the ground. Fisher lost the handle. We're going to get a jump ball as Wolf gets Fisher tied up and goes tumbling over the top of Fisher on the arrow. It'll stay with Marquette Catholic. The type of energy, effort, and enthusiasm you would expect in a regional final. Actually, note the arrow was wrong. They didn't switch the last time. It's now Southwestern ball on the arrow. So Piasaw Birds will have it on the baseline, and Steve Woolley wants a timeout. 4 minutes, 18 seconds for the first half. Southwestern and Marquette Catholic tied at 10 in this 2A regional final. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Marquette Catholic High School. A festive atmosphere here tonight as the Explorers playing in the regional final on their home floor. Southwestern has them knotted at 10 with 4:18 for the first half. More regional championship basketball tomorrow night as Carthenville and Auburn will square off in the 2A Litchfield regional final live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here on FM 106. Always streaming online with our high school sports at WSMIRadio.com. In it goes to Novak. And she will work in the backcourt. Now they're going to come with a half-court trap, and Novak gets it away to Abby Burns. Burns handles out front. She will leave for Isabel Wolf on the left wing to Novak. Halfway through the second quarter. Here's Wolf, and we have a whistle away from the ball. And I think it's going to Marquette Catholic. And they're over the limit. Free throws for Bailey Weibel and Southwestern. Marquette Catholic was over the limit early in both halves the other night against Staunton. And with 4 minutes to go in the first half, Southwestern will shoot free throws the rest of this quarter. Weibel has not scored. Got to make the first to get the second. Toss is no good. Rattled out. And the rebound down to Fisher for Marquette Catholic. Quickly in the front court comes Snyder. Lila Snyder spins at the right elbow on Wolf. Oh, stripped away by Isabel off of Snyder, out of bounds. Big time for Isabel Wolf. She missed the semifinal win over Hillsboro. Has already hit a big triple here in the championship with a great defensive play at the rim. Burns will get it into Weibel. Bailey Weibel. She will bounce to the middle of the floor. She's double teamed, gets it off to Burns. Southwestern really handling the pressure. Here's Wolf in the right corner. That pass is deflected away by Aguirre. It'll stay with the Birds. 3:41 for the first half. Just four turnovers for Southwestern. And a couple of those have just been unforced travels. Not many live ball turnovers against the Marquette Catholic pressure. In it goes to Wolf. Out between the circles near midcourt for Molly Novak. She will set the offense, being guarded by Snyder. Here comes Wolf. Finds Weibel. Bailey to the right block and offensive. Yep. Bailey lowered the shoulder there. That's an easy one. Her first, team's third, and Southwestern's fifth turnover. When you lower that shoulder into the defender, that is almost automatic. Tied at 10, 3:25 for the first half. Here comes Aguirre. High post feed to Fisher. Marquette's looking for that back door, but the Birds doing a good job of pressuring, but yet not necessarily overplaying. Out front with Snyder. High post feed to Gulsdorf. At the right elbow, Regina. She's going to be tied up, and the arrow will stay with Marquette Catholic. 3:06 for the first half. Birds have settled themselves right into this championship ball game. Full house here at Alton Marquette Catholic High School. On the baseline, Aguirre looking. Almost a 5-second count. Just got it into Gulsdorf in time. Out to Snyder. Lila Snyder between the circles will leave for Aguirre. Inside of 3 minutes for the half. Up top to Gulsdorf. They're going to feed the post down to Fisher. Draws a crowd. Kicks to Gulsdorf. 18-footer, yes, for Regina Gulsdorf. They left her alone, and she made him pay. 12-10, Marquette Catholic leads 2:40 for the first half. Here's Isabel Wolf in the corner to Burns. Out front to Novak. She will check Steve Woolley in the Piasaw Bird bench. She puts it on the floor. Works right side. Dangerous pass. Almost deflected away by Aguirre. Burns able to maintain control. Abby Burns comes across the head of the key into the left corner. off to Hopkins on the left wing. Corey Hopkins will dribble it once, off to Novak. 2:20 for the first half. Here comes Molly. Dribble hand off to Isabel Wolf. Off to Hopkins. Thought about the three. Now she'll take the three. Off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Gulsdorf. She should have just shot it initially. She lost her rhythm. 2:05 first half. A two-point lead for Marquette Catholic. Here's Klein. Going to lob it all the way across the floor to Gulsdorf. Now out it goes to Aguirre. Taylor Aguirre, the 5'6 senior, will bring it back between the circles and set the offense. Here's Klein way out on the left wing into the hands of Gulsdorf, top of the key. Feeds the post down to Fisher. Lawrence spins baseline. Scoop shot wild. Missed it. And the rebound down to Novak for Southwestern. Here comes Molly. She will slow it up as she crosses the timeline. 95 seconds for the first half. Southwestern trails by two. Novak for three in the lead. No good. Too strong. And on the rebound, we got a foul over the back on Southwestern. It'll be their fourth team foul. I think they're going to get Weibel. It's her second. So Bailey Weibel will check out, and Lexi Hall returns for Southwestern, the 5'11 junior. 85 seconds, first half. A two-point lead for Marquette Catholic. They have the basketball with Aguirre into the front court. Boy, Abby Burns is all over Peyton Klein, really hounding her. Novak's doing the same to Aguirre. And away from the ball, we have a hold. It'll go on Lexi Hall. She was defending Gulsdorf in the post. Lexi's first, Southwestern's fifth. A minute 14 for the first half. The Explorers line everybody up along the baseline. And it goes to Fisher, off to Gulsdorf, underneath to Snyder. Oh, deflected away by Wolf. It's off of Marquette, out of bounds. It's Pius Hall basketball. Another sensational defensive play from Isabel Wolf. She slapped up on the ball, knocked it loose, and off of the Explorers. 68 seconds for the half. Lexi Hall comes into the front court. Now gets it off to Molly Novak. We roll into the final minute of quarter number two. A two-point lead for Marquette Catholic. On the right wing with Burns. Down to the block to Hall. Lexi rises middle. Left it short. And the rebound down to Fisher. 50 seconds for the half. A low-scoring quarter. Marquette has just 3 points in the quarter. They led 9-4 after one. They lead 12-10 now. As Aguirre lines up the three. Can't get it. And the rebound down to Wolf. Dangerous outlet pass and a foul on Aguirre. Eighth team foul. It'll walk to the other end for free throws. 31.5 seconds for the first half. And Molly Novak, the junior leader, will be at the charity stripe for Southwestern. He's a fun ball player to watch. 31.5 seconds. Southwestern down by two late here in the first half. Birds hanging tough against Marquette Catholic here on the Explorers' home floor. Free throw for Novak is no good, too strong. And Southwestern has missed a pair of front ends. See if Marquette Catholic wants to hold for the final shot. 23 seconds for the first half. Aguirre will work right side, way out on the right wing. High post feed to Fisher. Off to Aguirre. 15 seconds for the half. Oh, Southwestern would love a stop here. Into the hands of Peyton Connors. Off to Klein. Way on the left wing with 5 seconds for the half. Here's Connors on the right wing. Aguirre, top of the key three. Oh, blocked by Hopkins, and that's the half. Oh, what a block from Corey Hopkins. It was more of a munch on Aguirre. Just sent it right back in Taylor's face. Southwestern's defense superb here in the first half. After two quarters in this 2A regional final, it is Marquette Catholic 12, Southwestern 10. We'll come back with third quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Alton Marquette Catholic High School as we are getting set for the start of the third quarter. Marquette Catholic 12, Southwestern 10. Marquette led 9-4 after the first quarter. Southwestern outscored them 6-3 in the second quarter. Burge only turned it over 5 times in that first half. Marquette Catholic turned it over 7 times in the first half of play. Southwestern was 3 of 6 from the free throw line, but 2 of those 3 misses came on the front end of 1 and bonus attempts. Leading scorer for Southwestern, Corey Hopkins with 5. Isabel Wolf had 3, and Molly Novak had 2. For Marquette Catholic, they were led in the first half by Lauren Fisher. She had 4. Lila Snyder finished with 3. 3 points for Peyton Klein and 2 points for Regina Gulsdorf. The winner into the Riverton Sectional on Tuesday night for a semifinal matchup with the winner of the Pleasant Plains Regional. Southwestern did a great job holding the basketball and taking care of it in that first half of play as Marquette Catholic looks to turn you over in a high volume capacity, and the Birds did not let that happen in the first half, and they are in a very good position here, down just two as we get set for the start of the third quarter. And Alton Marquette did not play well in their semifinal win on Tuesday against Staunton, and Lee Green will certainly not be happy necessarily with the way his team executed in the first half here tonight, but they survived in advance on Tuesday, and they're up by two here tonight in the regional final. More girls basketball for you tomorrow night. The 2A Litchfield Regional Championship has Carthenville taking on Auburn. Live coverage tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here on FM 106. And then we'll have a boys contest for you, Hillsboro at Nokomis. That broadcast at around 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Both games on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Here we go. 16 minutes to decide who plays in Riverton on Tuesday night. Birds will get the basketball to start the second half down by a deuce. Molly Novak will hand to Burns, off to Hopkins. Down low to Molly. She slipped a defender, lays it off the window and in. Novak has four, and we are tied at 12. Early stages, third quarter. Here comes Aguirre. Leaves it out front for Gulsdorf into the hands of Snyder. She almost traveled on the catch. She bobbled, but was able to maintain that pivot foot. Here's Snyder spinning on the left wing. Kicks out to Aguirre. Wide open, 4-3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Southwestern. For what it's worth, none of the Marquette Catholic girls shot well in the three-point contest earlier. Sometimes that can have an adverse effect. Southwestern did not shoot in the three-point contest. They opted for a walkthrough. That was a team decision by the four shooters who had been selected. So Southwestern came in with one goal here tonight. Win the game. 7:05 for the third quarter. Tied at 12. Down low to Weibel on the right block. Bailey goes up. Off the window. It's good for Weibel. Her first bucket. And Southwestern has their first lead since the early stages. 14-12, Piasaw Birds. 6:50 for quarter number three. Man-to-man for Southwestern. Out front with Lila Snyder. Snyder out by that volleyball spike line. Will attack hard. And she's fouled by Isabel Wolf, who got the start here in the second half for Southwestern. First foul of the half, first personal on Wolf. Baseline out of bounds for Marquette. Aguirre looking. Still looking. Very close to the five count. Got off to Klein for three. Left it short. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Snyder. Off her hands out of bounds. It'll be Southwestern ball. Live by the three, die by the three, the saying goes. 6 minutes, 35 seconds, third quarter. 14-12, Southwestern leading. Novak splits the double with the bounce right down the heart of the floor. Molly Novak to the left side, layup blocked by Snyder. Good defense at the rim from Lila Snyder to deny Molly Novak. Here comes Marquette Catholic back the other way. Aguirre will slow it up as she crosses the timeline. 6 minutes, 15 seconds for the third. High post feed to Gulsdorf, off to Fisher, top of the key. Lauren Fisher leads for Aguirre, right wing. Taylor Aguirre, she'll bring it back now. Top of the key, reset the offense. Snyder has it on the left wing, tries to get past Wolf. Isabel cuts her off. Into the hands of Fisher, top of the key. Little ball fake, attacks on Hopkins. Wild shot, and she got it to go. Lauren Fisher falling away from the rim, scoops it up and in, her sixth point, and we are tied at 14. 5:45 for the third quarter. Here's Molly Novak spinning her way into the front court. Novak will hand to Burns. Off to Hopkins. Corey leaves for Wolf on the right wing. Isabel back to Hopkins. Into the hands of Burns. Abby wants Weibel to come up and get the basketball. Bailey has it left wing. Off to Hopkins. Here's Novak left side of the key. 5:23, third quarter. Tied at 14. Southwestern Marquette Catholic. Isabel Wolf for three. Left it short. And the rebound down to Marquette Catholic and Peyton Klein. The Explorers will slow it up into the front court with Aguirre, the 5'6 senior. Bouncing out near midcourt, Novak sags off her defense at the top of the key. Here's Fisher on the right wing to Aguirre. 5 minutes, third quarter. Snyder comes off a high screen, and she will be cut off the baseline as Wolf hit the deck. Here's Fisher, nice ball fake at the foul line. Diagonal pass to Gulsdorf, deflected away by Novak. Off of Gulsdorf, out of bounds. It is Southwestern ball. That's about the third time tonight Southwestern, between Novak and Wolf, have been able to knock the ball away from a Marquette defender or a Marquette offensive player right at the rim and have it bounce off of the Explorers. Full court pressure from Marquette Catholic. Wolf gets it in to Corey Hopkins. Hopkins will bounce to the middle, now bounces it off of her foot and picked up by Marquette Catholic. Here comes Peyton Connors. Leaves it for Lila Snyder. Southwestern handled the full court press in the first half. They've been a little jittery here to start the third quarter. High post to Fisher. She will leave for Aguirre. She's going to dribble into a three ball, missed it badly. The rebound is going to be off of Wolf, out of bounds. It'll stay with Marquette Catholic. That shot again missed so wide that it messed up Southwestern's positioning. It overshot the rim, hit the foam, and took a funky bounce out towards midcourt. It was off of Wolf. Southwestern doesn't like it, but she did tip it away. 4:15, third quarter. Marquette Catholic basketball tied at 14 on the left wing with Aguirre. Taylor Aguirre, top of the key to Lila Snyder. Snyder cut off there nicely by Weibel, back out to Connors. They feed the post to Fisher. Lauren Fisher doubled immediately. She has to return it to Connors. Peyton Connors tries to drive baseline. Cut off, comes back middle, and now a whistle and foul on Southwestern. It'll be their second team foul of the half. They should get Isabel Wolf here. They will. It'll be Wolf's second. 3 minutes, 56 seconds for the third quarter. And it goes to Peyton Connors in the right corner. Off to Snyder, top of the key. Klein runs the baseline. Open look for three. Too strong. And the rebound is off of Marquette Catholic. It'll be Southwestern ball. Klein has had multiple shots this week in the regional that she has hit all year long. Not going down for her so far in the postseason. And now a foul on Connors. That'll be Peyton Connors' second. First team foul of the half on Marquette Catholic as the Explorers really pressing up with their full court pressure. Tied at 14, 3:47 for the third quarter. And it goes to Abby Burns. She will work on Aguirre. She's going to be double-teamed the middle of the floor across the timeline to Novak. Molly dumps it down to Weibel. Bailey takes her time, spins middle, and draws the foul. Two free throws for Bailey Weibel. Southwestern so well coached. Weibel and Hopkins, when they get their post touches, they're never in a hurry. They take their time, make their move, and have success. The foul on Snyder is Lila's third. Free throw for Weibel is short. Bailey now 0 for 2 at the foul line. Southwestern just 3 of 7 from the stripe. She'll get a second toss for a one-point lead. Weibel gets the second toss. She has 3 points of the ball game. 15-14, Southwestern leads. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Here comes Aguirre into the front court, off to Peyton Connors, way out on the right wing, into the hands of Fisher, top of the key. Dribble handoff to Klein, back to Connors. Peyton Connors now wants the crossover, leaves for Aguirre, left side of the key. Down on the block to Fisher, she is double-teamed, deflected off of Hopkins. It'll stay with Marquette Catholic. Great atmosphere here tonight. The gym is packed, and it is loud and raucous. 3:15, third quarter. In it goes to Lauren Fisher. Off to Snyder, left elbow. She'll pull up, no good. Follows her shot, but she can't get the rebound. Saved by Wolf, picked up by Weibel. Into the hands of Novak. Molly will check behind her. Now she'll dribble back towards midcourt and slow it up. Inside of 3 minutes for the quarter. Here's Wolf, left side of the key to Bailey Weibel. Weibel off to Hopkins, in the right corner to Wolf. Isabel into the hands of Weibel. Burns wants the three ball. Got it. Too strong off the back heel. Rebound is jarred loose on the floor and a travel on Marquette Catholic as Southwestern sent three green shirts after Peyton Connors there, and she's called for steps. Ninth Marquette Catholic turnover. 2:43, third quarter. Burns, oh, nice pass into Novak, and she missed the layup. Good contest there from Aguirre. Marquette Catholic on a run out with Snyder. Spins away, and she's fouled. Free throws for Lila Snyder. Third team foul on Southwestern. And they will get Weibel. And that's going to be Bailey's third. Lila Snyder to the free throw line. 3 points for Snyder tonight. She's 1 of 2 at the foul line. 2:35 for the third quarter. She'll have two tosses. First toss is no good. Short and wide left. When you're on your home floor and you're expected to win, a lot of pressure could be shifted over to you as this game moves along. Second toss for Snyder. Missed them both. That one missed badly, and the rebound down to Lexi Hall. Southwestern leads by a point. They had the basketball with Novak. Molly off to Burns up the sideline. Abby Burns will bring it back between the circles for the Piasaw Birds. She will hand off to Isabel Wolf. Left side of the key to Corey Hopkins. Hopkins on the left wing to Novak. Back to Hopkins into the hands of Lexi Hall. Right side of the key. Lexi had it stripped away and stolen by Snyder. Lila Snyder going to be hacked and fouled by Hall. Lexi just not strong enough with the basketball there. Steve Woolley employing her to be strong with the ball and get into that triple threat position. Snyder sensed an opportunity and was able to get the steal. 2:08 for the third quarter. The foul on Hall, her second. Snyder just missed a pair, and she knocks this one down. Four for Lila Snyder. We are tied at 15, 2:08 for the third quarter. This to put Marquette Catholic back in front. Toss is good. 16-15, Explorers lead. Piasaw Birds have the basketball with Novak in the backcourt. She spins away. Oh, Snyder came on the steal with the spin. The layup is good. Big time from Lila Snyder. They baited Molly Novak into that spin move, and they picked her pocket clean. Count the bucket, and then they called the foul as well. The whistle seemed late. First on Molly Novak, 15 foul. It's 18-15 Marquette Catholic. And one free throw for Lila Snyder. Big sequence right there. Great anticipation from Snyder. Free throw is good. Five quick points for Lila Snyder, and it's a four-point lead for Marquette Catholic. Steve Woolley wants a timeout. A minute 56 for the third quarter. Marquette Catholic 19, Southwestern 15. We'll come back to Alton Marquette High School following these messages on WSMI. Lila Snyder on a personal 5-0 run to turn a one-point deficit into a four-point lead. 19-15, Marquette Catholic in front. A minute 56 for the third quarter. And that last play by Snyder was just great. And she recognized that Novak was going to be spinning back towards the middle, timed it perfectly, and came up with a steal in the and one. Burns gets it into Molly Novak. Molly now will come across the timeline. Will reverse course now, work right side. Picks up the dribble, needs some help. Wolf will come and get the basketball out near the volleyball spike line. Now she needs help after one dribble. Here's Burns. The Marquette defense has picked up immensely here in the last few minutes. Novak on the right wing to Isabel Wolf. Up top to Lexi Hall. A couple of Southwestern turnovers got this Explorers gymnasium excited. Burns for three, no. And the rebound down to Aguirre. 80 seconds for the third quarter. Quickly into the front court with Peyton Klein for Marquette Catholic. Back to Aguirre. On the right wing to Peyton Connors. Top of the key to Lauren Fisher. Being guarded by Hopkins. Off to Connors on the right wing. Being checked by Hall. We approach the final minute, third quarter. A four-point lead for Marquette Catholic. They're on a 5-0 run. 55 seconds for the third. Off to Lila Snyder. Into the hands of Connors. Peyton Connors working on Hall. Gets into the paint. Stripped and fouled by Hall. That is Lexi's third, team's sixth. And the next foul puts Southwestern over the limit. Marquette will shoot the rest of the way. At the free throw line, Peyton Connors, a 5'6 junior, has not scored tonight. She'll get two tosses. First one is good. That puts Marquette Catholic up five with 49.4 seconds for the third quarter. Lexi Hall and Isabel Wolf out. Riley Smith back on the floor. And Bailey Weibel has returned with her three fouls. Coach Woolley couldn't wait any longer. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound down to Weibel for Southwestern. Here's Smith in the backcourt, leaves for Novak. Molly Novak across the floor to Riley Smith. Riley now between the circles. She'll set the Bird offense. 35 seconds for the quarter. Off to Hopkins, left side of the key. Dangerous pass. All sorts of jerseys of Marquette around, and it's out of bounds off of Southwestern. That was an ill-advised pass that time from Corey Hopkins looking for Weibel in the post. She had three white shirts around her. 30 seconds, third quarter. This feels like a must stop for Southwestern, down five. on the left wing with Lila Snyder. Snyder will leave for Connors, right side of the key. Off to Aguirre on the right wing. Up top to Klein, triggers the three, got it. Peyton Klein buries the three, her second of the ball game, but that's a big shot. 23-15 Marquette Catholic, 8 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Weibel back to Novak with five. Molly with three, left-hand dribble to the baseline, and she is fouled on the floor with just 1.1 second to play in the third quarter. It's an 8-0 run for Alton Marquette. They must have called that last one a long two. 22-15. Burns looking, gets it to Novak with one. She doesn't recognize and doesn't get the shot off. After three quarters, it is Marquette Catholic 22. The Southwestern Piasaw Birds 15. You're listening to the 2A Marquette Catholic Regional Final. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Marquette Catholic High School in Alton. A big third quarter for the Explorers. They outscored Southwestern 10-5, and they closed the quarter on an 8-0 run to make it 22-15. Southwestern got a little loose with the basketball those last couple of minutes, and Marquette made them pay. Explorers get the basketball to start the money quarter. A trip to Riverton on Tuesday night at stake. Snyder drives left, missed the layup, and the rebound down to Hopkins. Here come the Birds with Novak. Long pass ahead to Burns, and she will pull it back out and leave it for Molly out near midcourt. That was a big shot Peyton Klein hit at the end of that third quarter. Weibel attacks, and she's fouled. Boy, they could have used an and one there. Fourth team foul on Marquette Catholic, and Aguirre will be whistled for the foul. That will be Taylor's third. Bailey Weibel to the free throw line. She's just one of three tonight, has 3 points. She'll get two tosses. Toss, good. Southwestern's going to have to make their free throws, take care of the basketball, and then see where the chips fall here in the money quarter. A 6-point lead for Marquette Catholic. Weibel's second toss. Rattled out, no good. Rebound down to the Explorers and Snyder. She will come into the front court. No one stops ball. Lila Snyder all the way to the left block. Now she's cut off by Weibel and will kick out to Aguirre. 7:20 for the championship. On the right wing to Peyton Connors. Up top to Snyder. Lila Snyder to the foul line, cut off by Weibel. Now she'll re-attack on Bailey Weibel and kicks out to Fisher. On the right wing to Aguirre. She drives baseline, spins back middle, finds Fisher on the right block. Nice pivot, wild shot, missed it, got a rebound, blocked and fouled. That's about the fourth time tonight that Marquette's initial shot has missed so badly that Southwestern's position has done them no good. 7:02 for the ball game. It's a 6-point lead for Marquette Catholic. The foul on Hopkins is her second. Lauren Fisher, the 5'10 senior, toss is no good. 6 points tonight for Fisher. This is her first trip to the free throw line. Marquette Catholic, 5 of 10 from the stripe. Fisher's second toss, that is short, just barely grazed the front iron, and the rebound down to Riley Smith for Southwestern. A 6-point lead for Marquette Catholic inside of 7 minutes for the ball game. Here comes Riley Smith. She will work left wing. Hands to Abby Burns. Burns, bounce pass to Hopkins. In the left corner, finds Weibel. Barely off the window, it's good. Good offensive possession for the Birds, and the lead is down to four. 6:40 for the ball game. Packed house here tonight at Alton Marquette High School. Into the hands of Snyder, right side of the key. To the foul line, cut off by Weibel. She'll pull up from 18, off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Southwestern, and Abby Burns. Into the hands of Molly Novak. Here comes Molly, left side, into the hands of Riley Smith on the dribble handoff. On the right wing, now back left wing to Weibel. And away from the ball, as Novak wound up on the ground, we're going to have a whistle and foul on Marquette Catholic, their fifth team foul. And for Lauren Fisher, that'll be her third. Baseline out of bounds. Southwestern puts a bird at each corner of the lane. Hopkins seals her defender right back to Burns. Yes, nice out of bounds play there. Abby Burns' first bucket. Hopkins sealed off the left block. A bounce pass into her. Abby stepped inbounds and knocked down the seven-footer. And Marquette Catholic wants a timeout. 6:07 for the ball game. Southwestern right back in it. Marquette Catholic 22, the Piasaw Birds 20. You're listening to the 2A Regional Final for Marquette Catholic on WSMI. Following the Marquette Catholic timeout, Explorers have the ball up to 6 minutes for the regional championship. Here's Aguirre. High post feed to Fisher, back to Aguirre. She bounced it once, now leaves it for Peyton Connors, left side of the key. On the right wing to Klein. In it goes to Snyder on the right block, spinning baseline, nice move. Oh, her reverse layup goes off the bottom of the backboard, rebound to Connors, and she's got two free throws. Southwestern did not block out Peyton Connors. Foul is the seventh, check that, eighth team foul. The third personal on Corey Hopkins. And Peyton Connors to the free throw line, the 5'6 junior. She's one of two tonight. She'll have two tosses. Her team up two and still up two as that free throw was short and wouldn't crawl over. ...22-20, Marquette Catholic leading. Second free throw for Connors is good. She gets one out of two. She has two for the game. The lead is three. Birds get it into Weibel. Hand off to Riley Smith. Dangerous pass. Oh, Burns came all the way across the floor and tracked it down. Abby saved the day there. Burns gets it out to Riley Smith. Boy, the pressure almost cost Southwestern right there. Smith will hand to Burns. Left side of the key to Weibel. Off to Hopkins on the right wing. Corey Hopkins leaves for Weibel. Bailey Weibel on the attack. Counter and the foul for Bailey Weibel. She has eight and a free throw for the tie. Big time attack off the left side. And it's 23-22. Sixth team foul. The personal going on Peyton Connors. That is Peyton's third. Free throw for Weibel for the tie. No good. Missed it. Rebound saved by Novak, but now she's out of bounds. Good hustle from Novak. Just couldn't keep herself off that sideline. Riley Smith will check out. Isabel Wolf back in for Southwestern. 5:16 to play in the championship. Marquette Catholic 23, Southwestern 22. Here's Aguirre. High post, leaves it for Fisher. Lauren Fisher almost traveled. She's a little unsure. Leaves it off for Snyder now. Lila bounced it once, picked it up, and she's able to get it off to Aguirre. She shed Novak. Here's Connors way out on the right wing. 4:53 for the ball game. 23-22, Marquette Catholic leads with possession. Dangerous pass, almost stolen by Wolf. Connors able to corral. She will get it back to Aguirre between the circles. Marquette Catholic working some clock here, and it goes to Peyton Klein. Off to Connors now. Peyton Connors, top of the key to Lauren Fisher. Left wing to Klein. Up top to Aguirre. Taylor Aguirre, dribble drive, cut off. She will bring it back between the circles, and Marquette Catholic will reset. High post to Fisher. Again, they wanted that back door. It wasn't there. Here's Aguirre right wing. In the corner it goes to Peyton Klein. Klein, she'll bring it back now. Picks up her dribble. She's going to need some assistance. Southwestern in full denial, and Wolf going to be called for the foul. And they're over the limit, so free throws for Peyton Connors. The foul on Wolf will be her third. Ninth team foul, so it's one in bonus for Connors. 4:07 for the championship. Marquette Catholic leading Southwestern by one, 23-22. Riley Smith going to check in, replacing Wolf. Isabel appears to be moving just fine after she had that nasty ankle injury in their quarterfinal win over Roxana. Connors got to make the first to get the second. Toss is good. Three for Connors. Makes it a two-point lead for Marquette Catholic. 4:07 to play. And a high-intensity ball game here tonight. Connors' second free throw is good. Peyton calmly knocks down a pair. The lead back to three for Marquette Catholic. Into the hands of Molly Novak in the backcourt. Pass ahead to Smith. Riley will come into the front court. She will dribble back out near the midcourt line. And work left side now. Had trouble with the bounce, but got it off to Novak. Here's Hopkins, right side of the key. Corey Hopkins off to Burns on the right wing. Abby Burns up top to Weibel. Bailey Weibel leaves it for Hopkins. She's going to fire way too strong from 18, and the rebound down to Marquette Catholic. 3:40 for the championship. 25-22, Explorers lead with the basketball. Here's Peyton Klein. Gets it off to Aguirre. She's going to step in to a long two. Off the heel, no good. Rebound is tipped around, and we have a foul Nope, we have a jump ball, and Southwestern has it on the arrow. 3:28 for the ball game. Birds lucky there. Probably not the shot Marquette was looking for. After they worked a bunch of clock their last possession, Aguirre comes down and releases the quick three ball. It was a good look, and she was open. But Marquette has not had their range from distance here tonight. 25-22. Birds trail by three. Burns in the backcourt, gets it off to Hopkins. Middle of the floor to Riley Smith. Back to Hopkins now. There's only been a couple of stretches where Southwestern hasn't handled the pressure. Early in that third quarter and late in that third quarter. Steve Woolley wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 12 seconds for the regional final. Marquette Catholic 25, Southwestern 22. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Marquette Catholic High School. What a ball game here in the 2A regional final as Marquette Catholic leading Southwestern by three, 25-22. Piasaw Birds have the basketball at midcourt. Burns will throw in. Marquette has the arrow now. Burns will slap it into play. Off it goes to Molly Novak. Off to Weibel, right side of the key. Here's Hopkins. 17-footer, missed it. And the rebound down to Connors, and a foul on Hopkins. That is not what Southwestern was looking for there. Double bonus the rest of the way for Marquette Catholic. 3:02 for the regional championship. And it will send Peyton Connors back to the free throw line. She's 3 of 4 in the money quarter. 4 of 6 for the game. This to make it a two-possession lead for Marquette Catholic. Toss is off the heel and down. Hometown bounce in the regional final for Peyton Connors. Of course, there's nothing hometown about it. Soft touches get bounces home or road. Second free throw for Connors. Got it. 6 for Connors. The lead is 5 for Marquette Catholic. Southwestern has had a couple of bad offensive possessions back-to-back here. They need a good shot. Here comes Novak into the front court. She will hand to Riley Smith. Off to Hopkins, top of the key. Here's Burns, 4-3. That is short. The rebound picked up underneath by Connors. 2:40 for the regional final. Here comes Aguirre into the front court. She is trapped on the sideline, gets it away to Klein. Peyton Klein thought about the three off the pivot. Instead, she will leave it for Aguirre. 2.5 minutes. Novak knocks it away from Aguirre. Taylor in the backcourt to retrieve. Into the hands of Lila Snyder, and a timeout from Marquette. 2:24 for the championship. Alton Marquette Catholic 27, Southwestern 22. We'll come back to the regional final following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Marquette Catholic High School in Alton. 2:24 for the regional championship. Marquette leading Southwestern 27-22. They led by 7 to the Explorers entering the money quarter. Southwestern had it down to 1. The lead is now back to 5. The Explorers without a field goal here in the money quarter. They are 5 of 8 from the free throw line with all 5 makes coming courtesy of Peyton Connors. Explorer basketball, sideline trigger in the front court. They will get it off to Peyton Klein. Southwestern in the double bonus here. So Marquette Catholic will shoot 2 free throws the rest of the way. Here's Connors on the right wing. Peyton Connors being checked by Wolf. Between the circles to Snyder. Southwestern looking for the steal here, and Wolf almost got it, but Connors strong with the basketball. Leaves it for Fisher in the right corner. Off to Peyton Connors. Connors wants to attack, and a foul on Wolf. 1:57 to play, and Marquette Catholic in a good spot right now, up 5 with Peyton Connors at the free throw line. She'll get 2 tosses on Wolf's 4th personal foul. Connors has been huge at the foul line here in the money quarter. Off the heel and down again. There you go. 2 of her last 3 free throws have gone straight off the heel, bounced up above the backboard, and went down. Second toss. That one is short, and the rebound picked up by Wolf. She will get it off to Weibel. A 6-point lead for Marquette Catholic. Clock running, 1:50 for the regional final. Here comes Novak. She will hand to Wolf. Isabel Wolf leaves for Hopkins on the right wing. Threw it right through the lane, somehow found its way to Burns. Abbey attacks, blocked in there by Snyder. Jump ball. Marquette Catholic has it on the arrow. Southwestern has not had good offensive possessions here the last three or four trips down the floor. They're now down six in a tough spot. They need a steal, and then they're going to need Marquette Catholic to miss some foul shots. Snyder races all the way down the lane. Oh, she missed the layup. Rebound down to Burns. That's a break for Southwestern. 85 seconds for the game. Here comes Weibel, and Bailey is fouled. That's the 17th foul. Puts Marquette Catholic over the limit in free throws. Lila Snyder pushed the issue right there, and you can almost see the look in her face right now. She's regretting that decision. Marquette Catholic doesn't need points. They had a six-point lead in the ball. Got to have these tosses if you're Weibel. Good. Knock down the front end. Nine for Bailey Weibel. That pulls the Birds to within five. Steve Woolley telling his team who he wants them to foul. Weibel, second free throw is good. Two big tosses there. Snyder will get it into Connors. Back to Snyder. They tried to foul her, couldn't get it. Now Aguirre into the front court. Will they foul Taylor Aguirre? Not yet. A minute 15 for the game. Peyton Klein will be fouled by Burns. Minute 15 for the regional final. A four-point lead for Alton Marquette, 28-24. Peyton Klein, her first free throw attempt tonight. She has 5 points. Toss is short. Southwestern still has a chance. Second free throw for Klein. Got a block out here for the Piasaw Birds. That free throw off the mark, no good. Rebound is off of Marquette, out of bounds. It'll be Southwestern ball. Birds fortunate there. Fisher was first to the ball but lost their footing and slipped and went down and last to touch. Wolf will get it in to Novak. Molly right back to Isabel Wolf. Wolf will race into the front court. Keeps the dribble alive all the way to the rim. Wolf floats it up, left it short. And the rebound is tied up. Arrow to Southwestern. Isabel Wolf again. Her fourth supreme defensive effort of the night. Big time. 64 seconds for the regional final. Southwestern down four. Got to have a bucket here. Baseline trigger. Burns into Novak, left side of the key. Here's Abby in the left corner. Off to Novak. It Wolf. For three, left it short. Offensive rebound to Weibel, and Steve Woolley takes a timeout. 54.8 seconds for the regional championship. Marquette Catholic 28, Southwestern 24, and the Piasaw Birds have the basketball when we come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on WSMI. A hard-nosed regional championship game here tonight in Alton at Marquette Catholic High School. The Explorers lead the Piasaw Birds by four. Southwestern has the basketball on the baseline with 54.8 seconds to play. Burns will get it out to Novak. Molly, step back, three. No. Offensive rebound, oh, through Wolf's hand. She didn't time her jump properly. Now Connors lost the ball. Ball is loose. We're going to get a jump ball, and Marquette Catholic has the arrow. Oh, the Explorers fortunate there as Connors had lost the ball, but neither Novak or Wolf was facing the basketball at that point in time. Otherwise, they might have been able to pick it off. Weibel out, Natalie Keith in to foul. 43 seconds for the championship. Snyder gets it into Klein, and Burns will quickly give the foul. Klein winds up on the ground as Burns got her money's worth. Two free throws for Peyton Klein. She just missed a pair moments ago. 40.9 seconds for the regional final. Marquette was able to hang on in advance in their semifinal win over Staunton on Tuesday. Very similar feel to this ball game here in the championship. Free throw for Klein is good. Hit the left rim, hit the front rim, and dropped down. That one was a hometown bounce. 40.9 for the ball game, 29-24. This to make it a six-point lead for Marquette Catholic. Toss good. Big toss for Klein after she missed the pair. She comes back and knocks down two. Bad pass from Novak. Stolen by Snyder. Layup is good, and that might do it. 11 for Lila Snyder. She anticipated that pass. 32-24, clock running. 25 seconds. Weibel attacks around and out. Oh, they called it for steps. 26.4 seconds to play in Marquette Catholic. Barring something extremely crazy, is going to win this regional here on their home floor. Been a great atmosphere here tonight, a fun week of basketball as a whole here at the Alton Marquette Catholic Regional, and the championship game has been a fitting way to end it here tonight. Two hard-nosed teams going at it from the opening tap. Snyder looking. She throws it away. Burns will track it down in the backcourt. They're down eight, just 20 seconds. And that is thrown away. Snyder picks it off again. Some late turnovers for Southwestern, costly here in the regional final. The foul on Burns, or by Burns, on Snyder. Just 18.3 to play. The final score is not going to be indicative of how close and tight this ball game was the entire way. Free throw for Snyder, good. A dozen for Lila Snyder. A 9-point lead for Alton Marquette, their biggest of the night. Second toss. Good. A Baker's dozen for Snyder. A 10-point lead for Marquette Catholic. Here comes Novak into the front court. Molly Novak off to Hopkins. She's going to take a long two. No. Rebound to Keith. Follow. No. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Aguirre. She will outlet to Fisher with two. And that's it. The Marquette Catholic Explorers are regional champions in 2018 as they knock off the Southwestern Piasaw Birds 34-24, but what a valiant effort from the Birds here tonight. Just a little bit too much pressure from Marquette Catholic down the stretch as the Explorers win their first regional championship since 2012. Southwestern season will come to a close at 17-12. Marquette Catholic picks up win number 20 on the year, and they will head off to the Riverton Sectional on Tuesday night as their student section now storms the floor and celebrates with their Lady Explorers in this regional championship here in 2018. Southwestern falls in the regional final, 34-24 the final. Marquette Catholic, your regional champs. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages. Well, just a little too much Marquette Catholic Explorers down the stretch as Southwestern falls in the regional final, 34-24. Game was much closer than the 10-point final will tell us. Marquette Catholic led 9-4 after one. Southwestern outscored them 6-3 in the second. It was 12-10 Explorers at the half. It was 22-15 Marquette Catholic after three. The Birds got it down to one in the money quarter, but Marquette Catholic closed strong as they won the fourth quarter 12-9. They were 10 of 16 from the foul line in the fourth quarter alone, 15 of 25 for the game. Southwestern 7 of 12 from the charity stripe. Lila Snyder leading scorer tonight with 13, and she had a couple of huge defensive plays back-to-back that really turned the tide in this title game. 7 points for Peyton Connors, 7 points for Peyton Klein, 6 points for Lauren Fisher, 2 points for Regina Gulsdorf. For the Southwestern Piasaw Birds, Bailey Weibel led the way with 10, 5 for Corey Hopkins, 4 for Molly Novak, 3 for Isabel Wolf, 2 for Abby Burns. Just a great basketball game here tonight, and a little too much Marquette Catholic on their home floor here tonight for Southwestern when it was all said and done. Nonetheless, a great season for the Piasaw Birds as they had a strong close to their year. They win 9 of their last 11 games and fall in the regional championship to Alton Marquette. Congratulations to Marquette Catholic. They are on to the Riverton Sectional for a semifinal date on Tuesday night. We want to thank all the folks here at Marquette Catholic High School, Athletic Director Jack Combs. He was great all week long with his hospitality, so we thank all the folks at Marquette for that. Of course, our basketball sponsors, we must thank them. Without them, none of these ball games are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. More regional championship basketball tomorrow as Carthenville and Auburn will square off in the 2A Litchfield Regional Final live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. And then boys basketball tomorrow night, Hillsboro at Nokomis, that broadcast at around 9 tomorrow night here on FM 106. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Your final one more time from the 2A Alton Marquette Regional Championship. Marquette Catholic 34, Southwestern 24. 24. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's regional championship action on WSMI. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Alton.